Web writers will understand the object tag within HTML, which is going to be a subject of part of my rant later on. But that's a standard that Microsoft has pushed in, along with the Ahref and all that thing. And now they have to rethink all the procedures. And I'm glad to see that, because it's gone so far away from what the standards were designed to be, to make it transparent. You really shouldn't care what browser you're running to be able to hit a web page.
That's exactly right. In fact, I beg your pardon, I haven't used Internet Explorer except to check pages I write in most of a year now.
Mm-hmm.
I use Mozilla.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm actually using Firebird
most of the time. I love Firebird.
I'm using Mozilla here, but Firebird most of the time. And Firebird is the new browser coming out from the Mozilla folks. It's really kind of beta still now. Although it hasn't crashed on me ever.
Yeah, well, Mozilla betas are like Microsoft's gold code.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm using Thunderbird. Well, let me finish with Firebird first. It's their new browser, and it sees everything. It does everything except for those few places that insist on IE specific code.
Yeah, that really tweaks me.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
You're not running IE. We won't serve you.
Well, I just don't go to those places anymore.
Yeah.
The heck with it. I don't care. And I haven't seen a pop up.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a problem.
I haven't seen an ad.
I haven't seen an ad in forever. Mm-hmm. In the entire time.
And the downside of that is?
None. And you can get that at Mozilla.org. And I've also been using the Thunderbird
mail client,
which is a 0.1A release.
And it just works.
It just works. The only thing I dislike, there are a couple of things I dislike about it, and one is that I can't tell it text-only email yet.
Okay.
But it's a point one release.
Yeah.
But in terms of stability,
yeah,
it's the most stable one I've got.
Yeah, and what they've done is you've got some smart people coding that. They've taken those that remember Netscape, the Netscape Communicator Suite, you had everything.
Mm-hmm.
You had the browser, you had the email thing, and the whole thing. What they've done is all decoupled all these things. So, Firebird is a browser, and that's what it is. It doesn't pretend to be a mail client or a composition editor or anything like that. You know, Thunderbird is a mail client, and that's what it does. And they're nice small downloads. They're only like 9 meg downloads.
Yeah,
and they just work.
They're phenomenal. And as they get to be less, more, I guess, than a 0.1A release.
Yeah,
I'm going to start recommending it.
Yeah, Mozilla's at like 0.6.
Yeah,
somewhere in 0.6.
And it's Firebird is. Yeah.
Firebird, excuse me. Yeah,
yeah.
And it's my favorite now. I like Galleon, but Firebird does more.
Firebird does, and it's so small, and it's so fast.
Mm-hmm.
I really like it. As soon as Thunderbird does text-only email, I'm going to start recommending it to people.
Yeah, as soon as Thunderbird gets the Bayesian plugins, then...
Right. At work I'm running Spam Assassin, so I don't care.
Yeah.
But it does now. It does have that. If you can say something is spam or not spam, and it will develop its own Bayesian filters based on that.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's real nice. Anyway, later on we'll be doing Tony's Rant of the Week. But right now we're going to go to the phones, and we're going to start with Victor from Irondequoit, patiently waiting in the line. Welcome, Victor. What's your question?
Hi, I have two questions, one about Zone Alarm, one about AdAware. I'll go to AdAware first.
Okay.
I've been seeing on the PC World site that they've been touting a program called SpyBot Search and Destroy.
Yes.
How would you compare that to AdAware?
They do the same thing. The big difference is that SpyBot only checks the registry.
Right.
Whereas AdAware will check the registry, but also
the file.
Will check every file on your hard drive. Therefore, AdAware takes longer.
Well, AdAware also goes into the startup.
Yes, it does.
A lot of things in your startup can get loaded, like newsnet.com and all those.
My bottom line is I use both. Because I think, and I don't honestly know this, but I feel that SpyBot goes deeper into the registry than AdAware does, but AdAware goes wider on your system than SpyBot does, so using both should cover you.
We just did a test on that, because the client had both.
Yeah.
We first ran SpyBot, and it found, like you said, some things in the registry. We went back and did AdAware with the latest update. It found some more things in the registry and then all the files.
Well, there you are then. I guess AdAware is the place to be. We have proof from the horses.
We have done that twice now in two different systems, ran both just to see what we could do, and we found usually, SpyBot will find a lot, like you say, in the registry, but all of a sudden we run the Ediware with the latest update, and we find a few more things. And but that's not to say that SpyBot, if it had maybe another update, because I don't know about
there
that.
There you go. Yep.
You know, that it might not have found it. But
and since both are free, it doesn't hurt you to run both.
Yeah.
My second question is on Zone Alarm. I've got the window open right now. On the top it says Programs, and it mentions distributed comm services.
Oh, yeah.
Listening to ports TCP colon 135 comma 1028. What is that?
Go ahead, Tony.
DCOM services, distributed component object model. That's the short answer is that's the Windows file sharing stuff for if you've got network computers in your house.
No, we don't.
Okay. But Microsoft turns that on by default because they pretend to be a network operating system. So they...
That's how you really feel.
Yeah. They listen on port 135 because that's where you share internally. You'll also notice that it's listening on just about every what are known as the secure ports or the system ports up to 1024 that, oh, by the way, there might be a DCOM call on one of it. So when somebody pushes a COM object off of a web page, you can load it. Or if somebody tries to run distributed file sharing off the Microsoft protocol from the outside, which would be port 445, which is how Blaster came in, you'd get that traffic. That's what it is. The DCOM is coupled into Microsoft's operating system, and you can't shut it off.
Oh, you can't shut it off.
You can't shut it off.
There's the short
answer to that question.
Yep. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. You're probably... Steve isn't here yet. I'm recording the show, and I'm having a little trouble, so there was a little drop out there in the middle of that, but hopefully things will continue to work semi-well. Before we go back to the phones, let me talk about the trivia question of the day. It's going to be a short show today, by the way, folks.
Yeah.
We're out of here at 20 after one because there is a game,
Yankees
game today, and we know you don't want to miss your baseball, so we'll be cutting out to go to that so you won't miss a precious moment of the game. I don't know if they actually give away precious moments figurines at the game. Okay, anyway, bobbleheaded figurines, bobbleheaded precious moments.
We need a Nick Francesco bobblehead doll.
The Soundbites bobblehead. You should be in there with us, and Rob, we should have all of them out there.
In the back of somebody's car, you see these four heads bobbling up and down.
Okay, last week, our friend Bruce gave us a stumper, an actual stumper. Nobody got it. He's got another one for this week. What souvenir did Rear Admiral Grace Murray Hopper hand out to attendees at her lectures? That's what souvenir did Rear Admiral Grace Murray Hopper hand out to attendees at her lectures? And the fabulous prize that you get when you get this right is two free tickets to absolutely any movie at any Regal Cinema. All of Hollywood laid at your feet, so to speak. And you just have to come down here. You have to do two things. You have to answer the trivia question correctly and be the first one to answer the trivia question
correctly. Not within 30 days.
Right, you can't have answered it within 30 days. If you've won within 30 days, sit on your dang hands and let somebody else have a chance. And you have to then come down here to the luxurious Wham Studios between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, except this Monday, of course, because it's Labor Day.
We don't want them sitting on their hands because then they can't call up with their questions.
Okay.
They can call with a question.
Can't answer the trivia. And pick it up between the hours of 9 and 5 here at the luxurious Wham Studios. High atop. All right, on the second floor of the Euclid building, sort of off in a corner of Midtown Plaza. We're back to the phones now, and our next caller is Carl from Spencerport. Welcome, Carl. What's your question?
Hi, yes. My son, against my better wishes, uses Cosa.
Huzzah, I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, but he uses Cosa Light. He said, Cosa Light is fine. Yeah, I've researched it.
I got some Copland for you. Cosa Light is... Cosa Light is better than Cosa. I'll say that for it.
Better?
Well, less spyware.
Yeah.
It still has spyware on it. It still has spyware.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they say no, really? But...
I've, you know, honestly and truthfully, I'm of mixed mind about that. I know people that do use it, and they don't have it. They're not getting spyware.
Yeah. The theory is Cosa Light has no spyware.
It has no spyware.
Right. There's also one called Sherazza.
Right.
That theoretically also does not have spyware.
Hmm.
He's only using it for legally available MP3s, I assume.
Yeah, I'm working on
of
it.
Of course.
But,
okay.
I'm not making any progress. The other question, if I may, is I just know the basics. You guys have been very helpful, but a lot of it's way over my head. What's a book that I could get that isn't, written in HTML or something? You know, what can I?
The Dummy Series.
Oh, the Dummy Series? Really?
Yeah,
really,
they're fantastic.
Okay.
Insulting titles, good content.
Oh, they're hilarious. I mean, I've read a few of them, and I love just the way they describe things.
He didn't understand anything, but he read them.
Yeah. And they put it down to earth. Now, if you need something with a lot of pictures in that, if you're trying to learn something, say like Access, Word, or Excel, they're...
The Learn by 24 Hours?
Pictures is good.
Yeah, the learning, there's learning Microsoft products. It's a white cover, usually like learning Microsoft Excel, and they've got a lot of pictures. So you're walking through it, and with the text, you can actually see a physical picture that, kind of guides you through it.
And they go by learning series?
Yeah, it's a learning series. It's a white-covered book, any of the superstores carry them.
Yeah,
four bookstores. Excuse me.
But the Four Dummies series is very good.
Excellent.
And when you go beyond that, and when your knowledge is beyond that, anything from O'Reilly.
Yeah, any book. They're at the next level, but
They're at the intermediate level, intermediate to advanced. But once you go through Excel for Dummies and you're comfortable,
indicate that it's the level.
Yeah.
Whether it's a
is O'Reilly the publisher or the
yes. Okay. ORA.net.
And they'll usually indicate whether this is a beginner's book, intermediate, or experienced.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
You're Thank welcome. You very much. We're going to take another break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Tony Placilla, Rob Linton, and Munich Francesco on the universe's greatest computer show, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Wham's Rush Limbaugh.
Any nation to which we give foreign aid, if they criticize us, we cut them off. I mean, we have what we call an international excrement list. If you got some wacko leader runs out ripping us a new one every day, criticizing us, threatening to sue us, you get on the international excrement list, and you get cut off. And you can get back on the good list with a series of apologies coupled with good behavior. It'll never happen. But wouldn't it be great if it did?
Rush Limbaugh. Weekdays, 2 till 5 on News Radio 1180. WHAM.
We want ice cream.
You're about to hear a robbery take place. A crime that will turn one family's world upside down. Listen closely. Did you hear that? No? Well, neither did they. They've just become victims of the fastest growing crime in the U.S. Identity theft. A thief has taken their personal information and will use it to run up credit card balances, open new accounts, even get a loan in their name. And it could take years of frustrating battles to straighten things out. That's where Equifax Credit Watch comes in. For just $4.95 a month, Equifax Credit Watch will alert you of changes in your credit report, like if someone tries to get credit in your name, so you can act before serious damage is done. Go to Equifax.com today. You'll even find tips and other ways you can fight identity theft. Equifax Credit Watch at Equifax.com. The power to disarm identity thieves before they wreck your life.
Have you ever thought about all the things we use electricity for? Cooking our food, cooling and heating our homes, running our TVs and computers, washing our clothes, running a business. They all depend on electricity. While electric power certainly makes life more comfortable, it's also something everyone needs to be careful with. At RG&E, we've talked about safety around electricity for many years, and you've passed on our tips to your children. You've taught them to stay away from downed power lines. You've reminded them to check extension cords for wear and damage. You've shown them to keep ladders away from electric lines. You've taught them not to climb utility poles or play near RG&E's electric equipment. And you've taught them that if their ball goes into a substation, to stay away and call us. We'll come get it for them. You've done a good job learning about electric safety, and you've made sure your family learns, too. RG&E will always work hard to provide reliable power. Thanks for your help in keeping it safe, too.
Announcing a fall open house sales event like never before at Wilkins RV in Hornell. The only RV dealer to offer unheard of 1.9% financing on all new motorhomes in stock. That means payments at almost half what you'd expect. Gulfstream Mini Motorhome, now just $289 a month. Payments almost half. Velocity full-size motorhomes, just $299 a month. Unbeatable 1.9%. Even huge 40-foot Dutch Star diesel pushers, just $841 a month. The lowest anywhere. 2003 fall open house, through the first. at Wilkins RV. Get Sprinter and Springdale travel trailers and fifth wheels. Just $99 over factory invoice. Even used fifth wheels. Just $149 over wholesale book. Open house savings, but only through the first. At Wilkins RV. Exit 34 South off I-86. Then right on Route 21 South in Hornell. All offers on approved credit. See dealer for details.
Wham's Bob Matthews.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Bob Matthews, weeknights 6 till 8 on the Sports Leader, News Radio 1180 WHAM. They would rather do their show in a chat room. It's Sound Bites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Tony Plasillo.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And I'm Steve Ray.
Yay!
You know those five-minute jobs that you try to get done before you leave the
never
house?
Never happens. It's called Honeydew.
And I know I'm disappointing everyone without the Rob Cam, so it'll be up in a minute.
Excellent. We're very pleased to know the Rob Cam. Steve has just shown up. I do apologize to everybody. I just recently got the Audacity. I had to download Audacity, install it, and figure out why my system wasn't recording at all, but it is now, and we've missed part of the show, but I am recording the rest of it.
And for folks...
So if anyone else has recorded it, send us an email. And
Send us the real tape, the real sound, because we're not there yet. But Steve is here, and we're delighted to see you, Steve.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you're not wearing a computer shirt today.
Well, we're going to a Mars party tonight for the
Closest, so you're in red.
So I'm in red, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're going to watch schlocky movies, you know, Mars Needs Women, Mars Attacks.
Going to listen to Holst.
Mission to Mars. We might even do the Martian Chronicles.
Wow.
To get a little higher level.
Yeah, right. And false. I mean, the Martian Chronicles. Our next caller, we're going all the way out to Honey Eye Falls, and we're going to talk to Sean. Welcome, Sean. What's your question?
I had the answer to the trivia.
Uh-oh. What is it?
It's a piece of wire about 10 inches long.
Uh-huh. And what does it mean?
It represented a nanosecond.
Yes.
All right.
Very good, Sean. Excellent. Ding,
Sean.
Used
to come out with like a spool of wire 10 miles long. This is a millisecond. This is a ridiculously long amount of time.
Right. The question was, what souvenir did Rear Admiral Grace Murray Hopper hand out to attendees at her lectures? And in fact, it is a piece of bell wire 11.8 inches long, representing the distance electricity travels in a nanosecond. In case you're interested, a microsecond is 984 feet. So, Sean, you have won the fabulous prize this week, which is two free tickets to any Regal Cinema Theater, any movie you want to see. Got to pick up the tickets between 9 and 5, Monday through Friday, here high atop Wham. Except this Monday, of course, because it's Labor Day and they're probably closed. Just in case you'd like to know, Rear Admiral Grace Murray Hopper was also the woman who invented COBOL. So to speak, and originated the term bug for computers. She is also the woman...
Well, because she found a bug in the computer.
A literal bug, an actual moth.
A moth.
She is also the woman who said, it is easier to do it and apologize than to get permission ahead of time.
That's one of my philosophies.
Exactly right. She was a magnificent woman and a truly a great computer pioneer. And Sean
and
wins
a brilliant
the trivia.
Mathematician, too.
Yeah, she really was.
They just named a ship after her, too, last year.
Yep, and for all of you young ladies out there who are interested in mathematics but believe it can't be done by women, take a page from Grace Murray Hopper's book. She was a brilliant, brilliant mathematician. And you can do anything you want to do as long as you put your mind to it. Our next question comes from Dave from SOTUS, New York. Welcome, Dave. What's your question?
Do they pay you guys for having this much fun?
We have to pay them. The more laughing we do, the more we pay them. So we're going to sit here and cry for the whole rest of the hour.
I see. I think I know the answer to this question, but I need an expert's opinion.
You called the wrong show. The Home Repair Clinic is on.
Right. I go out to do a Windows update on XP.
Mm-hmm.
And I get an NT authority system shutdown.
Yes, you do.
Yep.
That's that's this blaster worm we've been talking
Blast.
About.
MS Blast, yep.
But it says I've taken it off.
Well, here's what you need to do. You need to go to my website, asknick.com, that's asknick.com, /msblast.php. And I believe that's up on our
website. Yes, it's up on our website. Yeah.
Okay.
And on that particular page, you will find a file called Fix Blast.
Fix
Blast. It's just right on
that's
the page.
Semantic.
You'll see a link to it. And that's the thing that will kill it for you.
Is that semantics file?
Yes, it is.
Well, that's what I ran, and it says it isn't in there.
Okay. Did you then install the Windows XP patch?
From where?
Microsoft.
No.
Ah, that's also, there's a link to that on my same page.
So it could be the blaster virus is trying to attack you.
Again.
Again and again and again.
Right.
Okay.
So what you need is to download these two files, the Fix Blast and the XP patch. There's also a 2000 patch out there for those of you with 2000. Download both of those. Disconnect yourself from the network.
Okay.
Run Fix Blast. Run the XP patch.
Immediately.
Immediately. Then reboot. And then you can connect yourself back to the network.
In other words, pull the cable right out.
Pull it right out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, carefully remove it. Don't
yes.
Don't yank
it out. Although you may feel like that at this point. And I would like to thank the truly awesome Tony Placilla, who is sitting here today, for pointing me at all this good stuff.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yep.
And please note that both Linux and the Unix core of Mac OS X are not affected by this virus.
Right. Well, Windows 98 wasn't either.
Well, Windows 98 is not a real operating system either.
Or Windows
ME. It was a lot better than... I wouldn't say it.
I know you weren't going to say it, but I had to speak
the
word. I had to say it.
That isn't an operating system.
I had to say it. I don't care. I had to say it. But, yeah, none of the DOS-based versions of Windows are affected by this. Only the NT-based versions, which are NT 2000 XP and 2003 Server. But we're, I believe we're taking a break now, and we have one whole minute.
That'll actually give me time to say what I have to say.
The Rob Cam is up.
The Rob Cam is up and not up. It's up, but
and
it's not.
And that gentleman over arch my shoulders that you'll see if you look at
our
part
real
of the
time
webcam
on yours, Nick.
Is Bob Lonsbury there working. He's doing the weekend show, so we got him over.
See, I get the real-time feed on my computer.
Well, that's because you're a lucky guy. I'll work on this during the break. We're going to take a break. Be back in just a minute or two or three with Dave Enright, Steve Ray,
yay!
Tony Placilla, Rob Linton, Amina Francesco on the greatest computer show in the known universe and made only greater by the addition of Mr. Placilla today. Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Hey, folks. It's John Madden here to tell you about the August Best Buys of Ace Hardware. Come in today and get Quality Touch semi-gloss wall paint for only $12 a gallon. It's great for kitchens, baths, even wood trim. Heck, not only will you get our lowest price of the year, but the folks at Ace can help you match over 1,400 colors. Plus, the Ace Quality brand comes with a 12-year warranty. So hurry in to your local Ace Hardware throughout the month of August. Ace, the helpful place.
Quantities limited. Available at participating stores.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Have you tried Maxwell House's freshest coffee ever? Today, Maxwell House, and only Maxwell House, comes with the unique Fresh Seal. Fresh Seal locks flavor and aroma in the coffee. To top it off, Maxwell House's easy open can lets you enjoy that fresh taste without a can opener. For freshness you can taste, choose Maxwell House. It's our freshest coffee ever, and a great way to make every day good to the last drop.
This portion of Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
1996, 1997, 1998.
Year after year, the top-rated morning radio show in Rochester, New York is the Wham! Morning News.
1999, 2000, 2001.
The Wham! Morning News is number one.
Number one.
Beth Adams, Chet Walker, Bill Lau, Kevin Williams, Bill Klein, Brad Davies, Gary Smith.
2002, 2003.
Always the top-rated morning show in Rochester. Make no mistake, it's the Wham! Morning News.
I told my parents, like, just go to, like, bowling with them as, like, friends and stuff.
No, that's dating. Do you know your chances of getting date raped, pregnant, sexually transmitted disease, or a lot of painful bad memories are now zero because your parents have some backbone?
Dr. Laura, weekdays 9 to 11 on Wham! Wham's Michael Savage.
Bible Belt versus Libel Belt.
Weeknight, today.
Unlike any other talk show in America, I actually create and coin terms.
On News Radio 1180, WHAM. Rochester's most listened to radio station, period. 50,000 watt News Radio 1180, WHAM. Rochester.
Rochester worldwide.
CBS News. I'm Lou Liano. They take to the streets again south of Baghdad, wailing, chanting, crying. The thunder of that massive car bomb still echoing in the holy city of Najaf. 107 dead, including one of the country's leading clerics. CBS News reporter Lisa Barron says there were no U.S. troops at the mosque when the attack took place. Shiites consider it holy ground, and none today at the demonstration. To a point.
The coalition says it will not take preemptive measures to stop demonstrations against the assassination of top Shiite cleric Mohammed Bakir al-Hakim. Colonel Guy Shields told reporters it's important for the Shiite community to be able to express its anger, and today's protests were not violent. But there are contingency plans in place if the demonstrations become out of control.
Iraqi police believe the bombing of Iraq's holiest Shiite Muslim shrine can be linked to al-Qaeda. They say they've arrested four suspects with terror network ties, and they say they are talking about attacks to come against other Iraqi leaders and vital installations. Today, the fifth Israeli strike in 10 days. Helicopter gunships taking out a van with two Hamas militants killed. The hits following that suicide bombing of a Jerusalem City bus 2 weeks ago that killed 23. Corpus Christi, Texas, in the sights of a tropical storm to come. Right now, meteorologist Robbie Berg at the National Hurricane Center says it's a Gulf of Mexico depression on the grow.
We are expecting it to become a tropical storm, possibly later today or tonight before it makes landfall along the Texas coast tomorrow.
1,500 miles out into the Atlantic from Cuba, Fabian is churning up into a Category 2 hurricane with winds now at 100 miles an hour. Most are probably where they plan to be by now this Labor Day weekend, and KCBS reporter Marky Schaefer says California's got to be at the top of the list when it comes to paying to get where you went.
With the price of gasoline at well above $2 a gallon in the San Francisco Bay Area, drivers are getting sticker shock at the pump.
$37.24 to fill up a Toyota pickup truck. It's ridiculous.
The run-up in prices is blamed in part on the pipeline that supplied Arizona shutting down. California provided Arizona with extra supplies. Some drivers are changing their Labor Day plans.
Just not going to go anywhere this weekend, you know, hang out at home.
The prices aren't deterring all drivers. AAA expects more than 28 million people to hit the road this Labor Day weekend. Margie Schaefer, CBS News, San Francisco.
So maybe you stayed home and fired up the grill, seeing as how driving costs so much. Elizabeth Sincox at Barrington, Illinois, thought the same thing until she headed to the meat department.
You know, when you're buying just, you know, a couple packages every few weeks and sticking it in the freezer, you don't notice it as much as when you go to purchase a large amount and all of a sudden I'm floored
because beef prices are now at record highs, you know, like gasoline. Sounds like tigers, but they're hogs, thousands of them, in a parade celebrating Harley's 100th in Milwaukee. This is CBS News.
Good afternoon at 103. I'm Rob Linson with the Wham! News Update. Over 12,000 fans showed up to Frontier Field last night for Cal Ripken Jr.'s induction into the Red Wing Hall of Fame. The seventh largest crowd ever at Frontier enjoyed a pregame ceremony in which Rochester Mayor Bill Johnson declared it Cal Ripken Day. Ripken becomes the 57th member to be inducted into the Wings Hall of Fame. The Ontario County Sheriff's Department says a crash last night caused non-life-threatening injuries to six people involved in an accident there. The Sheriff's Department says that a car driven by 20-year-old Vincent Rowe traveled into the path of a vehicle driven by 20-year-old Nicole Burnett on County Road 6 in Canandaigua. Then the car hit a parked vehicle occupied by two others. The passenger in Burnett's vehicle was taken by Mercy Flight to Strong Hospital. None of the injuries, again, were life-threatening. The search for a missing boater ended last night with the discovery of 76-year-old Donald Hopsey's body. The U.S. Coast Guard resumed the search Friday morning after he was reported missing and his boat was found capsized. He was transported to Strong Hospital, but efforts to revive Hopsey were unsuccessful. If you'll be doing any kind of holiday travel this weekend, be prepared to see increased police patrols in New York State. That from acting New York State Police Superintendent Wayne Bennett. The state police will be out with increased sobriety checkpoints, speed and safety belt patrols. During Labor Day last year, police made more than 10,500 traffic-related arrests. We'll have a check of radar weather next. Wham News Time, now 104.
The news you need. The information that's critical. Hear it first, fast, and factual. News Radio 1180, WHAM.
For every moment of your life, there's Stickley Furniture. Stickley has been adding timeless style and comfort to Rochester area homes for more than 100 years. Visit the Stickley Audi & Company showroom at Eastview Mall during the annual summer sale and save on the many handcrafted collections of Stickley Furniture, including the legendary Mission, the modern Metropolitan, and the historic Williamsburg Reserve. In addition, save on other famous names such as Henrodon, Hickory Chair, Baker, and John Widdicombe. And consider Stickley Audi & Company your first source for the finest fabric and leather upholstery, choice lamps and accessories, premium bedding, and exquisite oriental rugs. Outstanding furniture is only the beginning. Their complimentary interior design service includes house calls, floor plans, and expert advice. For a distinctive difference in quality, styling, and value, come to the Stickley Audi & Company showroom for special summer savings. Stickley Audi & Company, open 7 days a week at Eastview Mall in Victor. Have you tried Maxwell House's freshest coffee ever? Only Maxwell House comes with a unique, easy-open, fresh seal. It's a great way to make every day good to the last drop.
Here's the WHAM radar weather forecast for Rochester and Western New York from News Source 13. For today, a passing shower early across the extreme southern tier. Otherwise, early clouds, then some sunny breaks this afternoon, a high of 67 degrees. For tonight in the overnight, partly cloudy and cool with lows of 49. For Sunday, partly sunny and warming up with highs near 70. And for Monday, partly sunny and warmer with highs near 72 degrees. In studio, Rochester radar from News Source 13, not showing any precipitation. Right now, downtown, we have mostly cloudy skies, 62 degrees. More sound bites on the way next, then Yankees baseball at 120. I'm Rob Linton on Rochester's news leader, News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180, the Choice 1 toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
Tony Pulsillo.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And we're back to sound bites. Real quick, we'll tell you what's going on the website, and then we'll get back to the phones. We put a poll every week. I put up a poll every week. Last week's poll was about the rash of security and virus problems that Microsoft was experiencing. Number one, with 25% of the votes, 94 votes, squeaked by with one extra vote, I was amused. I don't run Windows. That's all the Mac and Linux people. Tony and Steve are celebrating even as we speak. 24% of the votes, 93 votes, one fewer, was I immediately sprang into action and updated everything in sight, followed by I was worried and updated, followed by I was mildly concerned and thought about updating, and 48% of you said rash. 380 votes, making it number 9 in the all-time poll archive. Thanks each and every one of you who actually voted in the poll. If you didn't vote in last week's poll, fear not! For we have a new poll this week. It's regarding Jeffrey Lee Parson, who admits he wrote the it's actually an MS Blaster Worm variant.
Yeah, he did.
Apparently the word variant got left off of there, but we know it's really there. And the choices are throw the book at him, Dano, and forgive and forget, I say, with a mere... how many we got sitting there right now? We have 93 votes. 97% of you are 90 votes. Say throw the book at him, Dano. And three of you say forgive and forget.
Forgive and forget.
I mean, he deserves to go to the jail even for stupidity for that.
Yeah.
Right. And it is just a variant, so there's that to say for it. But 17 of you have left opinions. Once you've given us your poll, go to my website, asknick.com. That's asknick.com. And you can leave your opinion, and please keep it clean about how you feel about the people who are writing these worms. We're going to go back to the...
And let me make a very quick announcement.
Oh, wait, sorry.
We are less than 2 weeks away from the September 10th meeting of Mr. Steve Wozniak, co-founder of Apple Computer and the father of modern computing. You could plug a computer into your television and make it work. You didn't need to solder it together first.
That's exactly right.
September 10th at MCC, in presentation with Apple Cider's 25th anniversary. You can get more information at applecider.org. You can purchase tickets online or mail us a check, although we are recommending you purchase tickets in advance. We don't know if there's going to be any left at the door.
And the hope is not.
The hope is not, yes.
Right.
Woz is one of my heroes in the computer. Yep. I'm not a Mac user, but he's one of my heroes. He's right up there with Bill Joy and Kerrigan and Ritchie in my
exactly.
Even if you're not a Mac person or even an Apple person. You know, he's a very interesting speaker and pretty much responsible for everything we're doing today.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, here's a guy who on the back of an envelope created a floppy disk drive controller. And, you know, I mean, he's just an engineer's engineer. And I don't know what he's like, you know, 25 years later. But when I met him, the nicest human being, a genuine person. Yeah. I liked him a lot. And you'll get the chance to hear him speak on the 10th of September. You'll find information on it on our website as well in the calendar, the user group calendar, but you can find it at applecider.org.
And seriously, as not being even not being a Mac user, I would recommend if you have even a passing interest of computers, get to that and listen to him, because the man has got a lot to say.
And we'll all be there. I don't know if you'll be there, but the rest of us will be there.
I will be in San Francisco.
You'll be in San Francisco, but I'll be there. It's my birthday present to
myself. Where he's coming from, so you'll pass him on the plane.
Wave as you go by. Exactly. We're back to the phones. We're back to Roger from Rochester. Welcome, Roger. What's your question?
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Good, how are you?
Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
My question is, what would you do or recommend type of question? My friend has been infected with the virus.
Yeah, a friend. Yeah.
Well, no, mine's fine.
Okay.
But being illiterate computer-wise, I don't know how to help her. She has a Dell laptop with an XP professional, you know, operating system. She has a People PC server and can't do anything with it. She's called Dell, and they say it's People PC. People PC at $2 per minute for advice. States that it's Microsoft or Dell. And I guess my question is, what would you do?
Is she hooked up to Roadrunner or DSL?
No, she is not.
The easiest thing, the thing that needs to be done is her machine has to be cleaned, and then it has to be inoculated so that it can't get infected again. So
right.
What you'll need to do on your working computer is download a program called Stinger, and there are links on our website, and that will remove the most vicious viruses from her machine.
20-some-odd viruses.
20-some-odd vicious viruses. Then you should purchase a current copy of... either Norton Antivirus or Symantec Antivirus.
Well, if it's a Dell, it probably came with a 90-day trial of either McAfee or Norton.
Yeah,
see what's on there.
But you've got to fix the People PC server at the same time.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
You need to do both machines, otherwise the other one's going to reinfect it.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the Stinger program is what will clean out the most vicious viruses.
On both.
And then the updated version of the antivirus you may have, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, Norton or McAfee comes bundled with their computer. It stops working in 90 days because it's only in...
Which it has.
Right.
Yeah.
So you'll need to renew your subscription to that to clean any other viruses off. Then you need to load the patches from Microsoft through the Internet, especially,
off of our website.
Especially the Blaster patch we mentioned earlier.
Okay.
And then get the updated antivirus installed to inoculate it from future infections.
And realistically, too, it's if a level of complexity, if you're not comfortable, fully comfortable doing it, go to a professional who you trust. I mean, this is, you know, she has to make a business decision. It's her livelihood, I'm assuming, and there's, you know, her time is worth something. It wouldn't hurt her to pay somebody who knows what they're doing to do it for her.
Anybody you recommend?
Well, Dave Enright, yeah.
Dave Enright?
at Enright PC Management, Steve Ray at the Jesse Group,
or Green Shield.
Green Shield Computer Services,
or
one of our sponsors, Microworks.
They're both sponsors too.
They're all four of these places are good, and it really just depends on you know which one you're near.
Closest
really.
To, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would recommend realistically a local guy who works in the community, you know. The
and
big,
all four of these are there.
Right.
Yeah, and the big places are just, they don't...
I'm half surprised Dell didn't tell her to erase her hard drive and
yes.
run the restore, because that will clean the virus and everything else.
Well, I had a client that Dell did that,
yep.
and the poor lady, an elderly lady, she did Mary Kay, had all her stuff on there, and it was like 20-some-odd years, 20-plus years of her Mary Kay inventory and all her clients. They had her put on the restore, and she went through it, boom, boom, boom. She goes, but where's my Mary Kay stuff? They go, that's gone. You're going to have to reinstall it. She goes, I didn't have that backed up.
They don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care. If you run the restore disk, it wipes out your machine, puts it back to day one. Mm. All your data are gone, and any new programs you installed since day one are gone. But they don't care.
Virus.
Is there a problem then with Microsoft XP? Would she have to, renew that or something?
No, you shouldn't have to do any of that stuff. Yeah. If you follow, take it to a vendor and let them do it. Tell them you've got data that needs to be kept, and they'll make it fixed.
I yet to
they'll
find
fix it for you.
Anybody that, you know, if they bring it to us, or I'm sure one of the other shops too, if it's got a virus, we can get rid of it. We don't have to wipe your machine.
Right.
Unless the virus in there wiped out some files. Like I had one client that went in and wiped out EXE files and DLL files.
Right.
Well, we're upgrading to XP, so it didn't make any difference, but the programs and data were still there.
Mm-hmm.
So, those are our suggestions.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're
I appreciate
welcome,
it.
Roger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Real quick, we can take Dave from Canandaigua. Welcome, Dave. What's your question?
I don't know if we can do it that quick, but I got a couple quick comments and
yes.
a question for you. First of all, I like when you guys bash Microsoft. It's a lot of fun, and I would encourage you to do it more often.
We twist my arm.
Yeah,
well,
I was going to say,
you
haven't been around long enough. We do that usually on a weekly basis.
You're talking about Tony's rant, and I'm here going, go, Tony, go get him.
Oh, I haven't done it yet.
We can get
yeah,
to
I'm
rant.
Looking forward
we,
to it.
We don't have time. I'll save it because it's worthwhile.
Yeah,
but as a... Microsoft is in the process of making a Linux user out of me.
Excellent.
And I've
welcome to the dark side.
Yeah.
To the light side.
I'm you know familiar with Microsoft peer-to-peer networks and NetBuoy and all that. And when I set up my Linux machine, I can make the two machines ping each other.
Yeah.
You know, a Windows machine and a Linux. But when it gets into actually configuring the networking, I don't really seem to be making any progress. And I mean, I know what I know and what I don't know, but it seems to me that the documentation, like I've got the Linux 9,
mm-hmm.
and when you look in there or when you look in Linux for Dummies,
mm-hmm.
they don't really give you specific enough or explicit enough directions to figure out how to work your way through it.
Real quick, the best place to go is do a Google search for the Linux Documentation Project. It's hosted originally at UNC, but they give, how to interaction between Windows and Linux. Samba is what you want to look
for.
Samba is
the thing you're looking for.
But the Linux Documentation Project, it goes into step-by-steps.
Ask your question in our forums at soundbites.org, because unfortunately we've got to go. It's time for baseball. We'll see you next Saturday right back here on Soundbites with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Tony Placilla, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco, and all of you for, I think, maybe even a longer show next. But, basically it's baseball, and it's baseball, and it's the Yanks. So how can we say no? How can we say no to the Yankees? And we'll be back in just 7 days on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.